Happy Friday. It's Friday, October 31st, 2025. I'm Kevin Roman. I'm a designer, stylist, and generally all-around happy guy. Every week, I share a great thought and a great song. We all deserve a dose of encouragement, a fun tune, and a reason to smile. This is Happy Friday. Happy Friday, happy Day of the Dead, happy Halloween. Tonight, everyone's putting on a costume. But let's be honest, some people never take theirs off. When you're really into something, people say, you're a freak. I'm a health freak, music freak, Jesus freak. What we mean is, I'm obsessed. You might be obsessed with fitness, art, Mario Kart, sourdough bread starters, whatever. That's fine. Mostly. But then there's another kind of obsession. The kind that hides something. Think about it. Why is it that so many loudly anti-gay, traditional family values Republicans wind up being exposed as flaming, repressed closet cases? And why is it that so many hellfire-preaching, moral majority Christians turn out to be child molesters? You mean it wasn't the drag queens after all? It's like the louder they scream about someone else's supposed transgression, the more terrified they are of their own reflection. Every projection is a confession. Sometimes the scariest costume is righteousness worn over rot. When obsession festers, it grows teeth. It stops being quirky and starts being dangerous. Just follow these steps. Inflate nationalism beyond reason. Wave a flag loud enough to drown out justice. Crown one strong man as savior. No questions allowed. Suppress human rights in the name of morality. Control the media. Declare anything inconvenient as fake news. Crush labor power to keep people desperate and obedient. Protect corporations over people. Profit over pain. Promote sexism and call it tradition. Obsess over crime and punishment, but only when it's others being punished. Reward corruption and cronyism, as long as it serves the chosen few. And always, always pick a scapegoat. Blame a group, any group. Make people afraid. Fear unites, at least for a while. Congratulations. You've just stitched together a monster. That's fascism. That's fucking scary. America has a long history of flirtation with fascism. It often arises during times of social unrest or economic instability and exploits fears and divisions within society. But what does this have to do with you? You're not a fascist. But what do you hide behind? Some people hide behind morality. Some hide behind patriotism. Some hide behind success, or faith, or victimhood, or being right. Some hide so long, the costume starts to fuse to their skin. I've seen my share of closet cases implode, either blowing their lives up trying to preserve the lie, or sentencing themselves to lifelong imprisonment in a self-made cell. But hey, it's a free country, right? I've seen plenty of holier-than-thou do-gooders wallow in their indulgence of abusing others, reaching their goals by crushing someone else. How did we get so off track? Don't we all want so many of the same things? Don't we all want a place to belong and call home? Control over our own lives and destinies. Freedom to make our own choices. Truth without manipulation. The ability to work and succeed. Prosperity to care for ourselves and our families. Love and fulfillment in our relationships. Safety and justice in our neighborhoods. Fairness and opportunity in work and play. Community and peace with each other. Stephen King once wrote, "Monsters are real. And ghosts are real too. They live inside us." We all have the capacity for darkness, but that doesn't mean we're doomed to become it. When the world turns dark, who do you turn into? Do you become defensive, controlling, cruel? Or are you becoming more driven, loving, creative, awake? Are you dressing up your fear as righteousness? Or letting your true self step forward? No disguise. This Halloween, go have fun. Be weird. Be wild. Be a freak. But when the makeup smears and the plastic fangs come off, take a moment. In this upside-down world, are you becoming someone more loving or someone that helps hide hate? The best way to confront evil is to unmask it. Argentina and its far-right president have been in the news lately. Authoritarians make likely bedfellows. Just as the White House disses and burns on Taylor Swift, Argentina's Javier Milei dunks on Latin pop star Lali Esposito. He's accused her of taking public funds, called her a parasite, and encouraged his followers to attack her. But Lali, progressive feminist that she is, knows how to fight a bully. You don't run. You confront them with a spotlight. You unmask their obsession for what it is. Power-hungry, performative, desperate. That's how you confront evil. Not by playing along, but by refusing its costume. That's exactly what Lali did. By exposing the ridiculousness of his fanatical cosplay through her song, Fanatico. I hope you like it. You gotta see this video. Every week, find a link to Friday's song in the show notes in your podcast app and online at the website happyfriday.fm. And remember, the best way to confront evil is to unmask it. Thanks so much for listening. Tired of saying yes to everybody? Next week, we start the November of No. Yeah, they had it coming. Connect with me online and on Instagram at happyfriday.fm. Now go have a happy Friday.